Today, Microsoft announced that it's cutting 18,000 jobs over the next year. That's 14% of the company's workforce, the largest jobs cut in Microsoft history. Ina Fried is senior editor at Recode and joins us now from San Francisco with more on this. Ina, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what Microsoft is up to here. Why so many layoffs?
Well, a huge chunk of these 18,000 cuts, 12,500 of them, are coming from the Nokia business. Microsoft, as you recall, bought the phone business of Nokia in a deal that closed in April. But a significant chunk are coming from within Microsoft's traditional rank and file as well.
And if so many are coming from Nokia, does that mean that a lot of these cuts are going to be overseas jobs?
There are going to be quite a bit. So a lot of them are coming from both the places where Nokia phones are designed, so a lot in Finland, as well as some of the places where they're built. So a lot of cuts there, but also cuts in traditional Microsoft places. So obviously the Seattle area, as well as the Bay Area, where Microsoft is a significant employer.
Well, and we see that Microsoft says it's no longer going to make Nokia phones based on the Android operating system. What does this say about Microsoft's phone business?
So I think Microsoft here is saying, look, we have to concentrate. We want Windows Phone to be successful. And if we're going to do that, we can't also be building for Android. These aren't Google Android phones. These are based on the open source part of Android, and they were running Microsoft and Nokia services. So there was some logic to Microsoft keeping this. At the same time, it was spreading itself a little bit thin.
Ina, what does this tell you about where Satya Nadella, the new CEO of Microsoft, wants to take the company?
I think one thing that he's clearly trying to show is that he can move quickly. I think if anything, you can't say he didn't move fast and decisively. He's only been CEO since earlier this year. The Nokia deal just closed, and he's already making significant cuts. The question is, will this drive the culture shift that he's talking about? Are they cutting in the right places, and are they replacing what's missing with a culture that really can move quicker?
Well, and who are the main competitors to Microsoft right now, and how do they do in that space?
Well, I mean, in different areas, it's different companies, but Google is probably tops on that list in most of those areas. So in phones, it's Android and iPhone. In computers, it's really Google and Chromebooks versus traditional Windows PCs. You know, in the server world, they compete with a lot of the big business companies, so IBM, Oracle. Microsoft still has a long list of competitors. It's an oldie in the tech world. And Salesforce.com, only a few years old, born in the internet era. So it is time for Microsoft to change the way it does business.
And change the culture, you're saying, and become what, more like Google?
I think in some ways more like Google, and in some ways more like Apple, and in some ways just more like a Microsoft for the modern era. And I know that's a little corny, but really, Microsoft isn't going to win here by becoming Google or becoming Apple. They have to find a way to take what they're good at and modernize it.
You know, one of the things that is upsetting to a lot of people as they look at this news, terrible news, 18,000 jobs, at least for the people whose jobs are being lost, that when that gets announced, as happened this morning, the stock of Microsoft ends up going up.
Yeah, it's one of those cruel things about the business world is there's very little Wall Street likes better than job cuts. And, you know, in part it's because it's really hard to predict future growth, and it's really easy to see how cost savings affect the bottom line. But it is always one of those sick realities when you look at it, and you know it. And I, you know, told my editors the news came out at 5 our time this morning. I said, you know, I'm going back to bed, but pay attention at 6 when the market opens, and I bet there's a huge bump.
Ina Fried, senior editor at Recode, joining us from San Francisco. Ina, thank you.
Thanks a lot.